Values D. Moderation. Exercise 2. Page 106.
The Money Moderator. Ten tips on keeping your finances under control. You finished university and landed your first job. Now what? Time for moderation. After years as a student, it's tempting to spend once the money starts coming in. But a moderate approach can give you the right balance between enjoying life and keeping your bank balance healthy. Here's our 10 tips.
Make a budget. Don't worry about the maths. It's very easy. One side of the equation is your income, and the other side is your spending, rent, bills, and so on. The second minus the first should equal zero at the very least, or you're going into debt. Housing. The classic rule is that you shouldn't spend more than 30% of your income on your home. This might be impossible in London, where some people spend as much as two-thirds of their income on a place to live. But use the 30% rule as a guide. Walk or cycle. If you're 1.5 miles from your workplace, you can walk there in 30 minutes. On a bike, you could go 5 miles in that time. Apart from the fact that it's free, you also get exercise, so you don't have to splash out on gym membership. Learn to cook. Or at least make sandwiches. With an average of 260 working days a year, £5 for lunch per day makes £1,300. That's a major expense without even considering dinner. So buy a cookbook. Plan your weekly shopping. Make out your menu for the week. Write a list of what you need and follow that list in the supermarket. The 7 million tons of food thrown away every year in the UK should tell you how wastefully most people shop. Don't follow their example. Saving to buy. More and more people go into debt to buy big items like computers or TVs. But credit cards and bank loans come with interest payments, and often fees too, so they end up costing you much more. It's better to save up the amount. Buy wisely. Do your research and shop around before getting anything, and wait for the sales to come along if you possibly can. Seasonal clothes are cheapest at the season's end, so make big purchases like a winter coat then for the following year. Don't forget the future. It might sound strange to think about retirement at such a young age, but the earlier you start, the less you have to put in per month, and the better a pension you'll get. Spare change. If you can't save any other way, just drop whatever coins you have in your pocket at the end of the day into a jar. You'll be surprised how it adds up. Spoil yourself sometimes. Everything in moderation, goes the saying, and that means financial moderation too. But it's impossible to pinch the pennies all the time. Sometimes you just have to treat yourself and go for a nice meal. Once a month won't break the bank.